New sports start this school year, and some existing sports see changes. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Welcome back to another school year and another season of highlighting stories from across the state. This Week in High School Sports runs weekly through the end of the winter sports season. Let's start the new school year with the MHSAA's newest sport, girls field hockey. 36 varsity teams will compete for an MHSAA championship this year. On the very first day of play last Tuesday, Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, Farmington Hills Mercy, Ann Arbor Green Hills, and Grosse Pointe South were all victorious. The regional round for field hockey will start October 8th, and the championship game will be played on October 25th. Boys volleyball is the other new sport getting started this year, and that will begin in the spring. One sport seeing a change is tennis. Both the Lower Peninsula boys in the fall and girls in the spring will have all four of their division championships at the Midland Tennis Center. Each division will play over a two-day period, and all four divisions each season will compete over a two-week period. In the LP for the boys this fall, that means Division 4 plays October 15th and 16th, followed by Division 1 on October 17th and 18th. The following week, Division 2 plays October 22nd and 23rd, with Division 3 wrapping things up on October 24th and 25th. For more on the field hockey and tennis seasons, please go to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Gaylord senior soccer players Lucas Hella and Matthew Vanderveer, who each scored twice in a 5-4 win over Petoskey, Gaylord's first win over the Northmen since 2019. Montague senior golfer Cadence Fox, she fired a 75 to win medalist honors at the West Michigan Conference Jamboree. That score tied the program record for all-time low round. And a Grand Haven volleyball player Mallory Vodashek, she recorded her 1,000th career kill in a match during the Lakeshore Classic.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Let's talk about a very unlikely but also very fun possibility on the golf course today. Golfer 1 is playing their approach shot first from about 100 yards out. Their shot takes two bounces on the green and rolls straight into the hole for an eagle. What a shot! Golfer 2 is next and has a shot from about 80 yards out. Again, after a couple bounces, it's rolling straight for the hole. It rolls into the cup, but because the first ball is still in there, it hops out and comes to a stop about 3 feet away. What's the ruling? It's still an eagle for the first golfer, but the second now has to putt from 3 feet out. There's no penalty, but the ball is to be played as it lies. Hopefully the birdie putt is good.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the football field, the MHSAA 11-player football finals are just a little more than 3 months away. This year, the even divisions, 2, 4, 6, and 8, will play on Friday, November 28th. The odd divisions, 1, 3, 5, and 7, on Sunday, November 30th. All of those games will be at Ford Field in Detroit. It will be a busy four-day stretch of football in Detroit with the Lions and Packers on Thanksgiving Day and Michigan State playing Maryland at Ford Field on Saturday, November 29th. The eight-player finals will be 1 week earlier on Saturday, November 22nd at the Superior Dome in Marquette. And for the first time, the eight-player semifinals will be played at neutral sites. Previously, those games were played at the higher-seeded school. Selection Sunday is October 26th, and the playoffs start 5 days later on Friday, October 31st. For more on football or any of the other seven fall sports, go to MHSAA.com or follow us on X, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.